So, good morning, everyone. So, usually start out with a little prayer. I pray that whatever happens in this space is for the future collaboration of human beings and elementary beings, for the healing of the earth and for the healing of human beings. So be it. It is so. Let it be done. Thank you. So I thought today's sort of a grab bag. I'd like to make a transition from where we've been to where we're going. I'd like to, and the transition will be to really focus a lot more on medicinal properties, making medicines, making salves, things like that. But try to bring from what we've already done ideas about plant hormones, plant processes in general, what they are, and how the plant processes that are going on in a plant and the laboratory processes that you use to extract things from a plant are very similar. The beauty of that is understanding the similarity between what the plant is doing as a medicinal plant in a particular climatic niche, thank you, and how to extract it from it the substances that the plant is producing in order to protect itself from environmental stress. The substances that a plant is producing to protect itself from environmental stress are the very same substances that act in an organism, an animal organism, to protect it from environmental stress. Animal organisms have grown together with plant organisms through evolution, and the signaling elements, what are known as signaling elements in plants, trigger the production of substances that buffer stress, either early in the growth cycle or later in the reproductive cycle. And there's a shift in most plants between the growth and reproductive cycle in the chemistry, the phytochemistry, having to do with stress. The substances are called signaling substances. They're phytohormones, enzymes, oils, water-soluble things, phenolics and flavonoids. All these chemicals in a plant are signaling the cellular makeup of a plant to produce secretions to buffer stress. So the stressors could be drought or flood or imbalance in the soil or animal herbivores or insect herbivores or ultraviolet light or whatever it is that's a stressor for a particular plant causes the plant to respond with signaling substances that allow the plant to go to term, to actually produce a seed. And those signaling substances change throughout the year, depending on the season, depending on the quality of the stressors. And in an animal organism, the the hormones and enzymes that are produced in the organs of an animal are very, very close chemically to the substances that are produced in a plant to deal with stress. They're very close. The hormones and enzymes and things are very close because of the need for the animal to have food, which is, we can't eat rocks, and the need for the animal organism to process the stressors that are coming from the plants. That's your liver and your kidney and your lung and your digestive apparatus. The secretions that you produce match the secretions that the plant produced. I mean, sounds kind of logical when you just say it that way, but it's not quite evident to many researchers today that there's a relationship between the way a plant grows and the way an animal organism receives it. It's called